On our corner of Ismaninger Straße, at the street to the observatory, was a tobacco store. The proprietor was leader of the local party branch, a 150% Nazi. He would come down the street telling everyone, "The Führer will be coming to Munich tomorrow at 2 p.m. to stay in his apartment at Prinzregentenplatz. Be there and call out, 'Heil Hitler!' and he may give you some money." He was right. Hitler always kept some change in his pockets and he would give coins to the kids waiting at his apartment. I was never there, but I heard it from friends. There was a dairy store near us in Ismaninger Straße. After Stalingrad, the owner said to a customer, "Well, the war won't be going on for much longer now." The customer denounced him to the political police. Then we heard they had taken him to Dachau. He never returned. When there were air raids, my grandfather was responsible for the entire Ismaninger Straße, Cuvillier Straße area. He was in charge of safety. Once, a bomb landed in our garden and didn't explode. He was on the phone in a flash. Then two police officers turned up with some camp inmates in camp uniform. The terrible thing was that these inmates from Dachau were the ones who had to defuse the bombs. I saw it happen a few times. The police stood at a safe distance and the prisoners, first of all, had to listen using a pipe to see if the bomb was ticking. If it was, they knew it wasn't a dud and that it would go off. That was the case with the bomb in our garden. We had to evacuate the house until the bomb had been defused.